Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here's something kind of cool. Sponsored by Panera Bread, The Disaster Artist, which I've still not seen. That's from the actual movie, yeah, right? That's not the... So The Disaster Artist stars James Franco, Dave Franco, Seth Rogen, and it's now playing at AMC Theaters, and Alice would like to treat you to a night out at the movies. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697. You get a run of engagement pair of passes for you and a guest, and you can see The Disaster Artist while it's in theaters. So my parents are leaving tomorrow, and my...
Oh, that's too soon.
No, it's been a great week. It's just enough time.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And, then as soon as they go, we're going to figure out a time to go. I think we're going to go Wednesday because my one son is done. He finished all his finals. My older son is home for winter break. And then, yeah, I know. Super exciting.
You remember the interview the boys did with James Franco?
And I sure do.
Is it Don Franco?
Dave.
Whatever. The brother.
Yeah. The other one. Yeah. James Franco and the other guy.
Right. Anyway, he had said in the interview that he goes surfing, and I thought, yeah, okay. I guess he was down promoting the movie in San Diego and was out with one of So one of the guys I know, a former pro surfer, was out with him.
Oh.
Surfing. And I went, oh, my God, he really does.
Well,
so
why didn't you believe
it's very likable.
He surfed.
I think it's just a thing that someone might say, but... I don't, you know, it takes time. You have to put time in the water to actually learn to do that. So I was surprised. I was all, whoa.
Well, aren't they California boys? Aren't they from?
They're from Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He does, in fact, surf, everybody. Good for him.
And he does, in fact, make movies. So Disaster Artist, Para Passes right now for, I guess it's at AMC Theaters. You can use these passes. So 800-400-3697. Check it out. And you can go to RadioAlice.com because the Hooman and Brint interview of James and Dave Franco is up there.
It's really funny,
It's
too.
Really cute. And I think it's unedited, too, or not. I mean, we did a short one for the show, but I think it's the full thing. So,
Brint, do you have the line that you did?
I don't have that ready, no.
Get it? Maybe tomorrow we could play
sure.
that one.
Sounds good. I did my best. I didn't quite get the lines right.
That's really not my definition of raging
at all.
Hey. Oh, you stomp on that every
don't
time.
Stomp
Look
on
at
it.
You
oh
go.
My God.
That's really not my definition of raging at all.
Jerk. Okay. Oh, shoot. Oh, there we go. All right. Now I'm all set. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more detail, visit your local bakery cafe. Look at me looking at that without glasses on and reading it.
Wow. Can't
believe it. I can't believe it. It's like a gift from God, Hooman. Oh, it's so awesome. So happy. So, Star Wars opened over the weekend.
Yeah, it did.
Did you go see?
Oh, no. Yeah. I never... Did I lead you to believe
that? No, okay. I just thought you might. A lot of people did go. It is the second highest opening ever. It made $220 million. The Last Jedi, Episode 8 of Lucasfilm and Disney's enduring space opera, they call it here. Which makes it sound like they're singing. There isn't. It looks like about $220 million in 4,200 theaters in the U.S. and Canada. It's the second highest domestic opening of all time.
What was the highest?
Its predecessor, Star Wars The Force Awakens, which made
$248
million in 2015. It is the fourth film in history to open above $200 million. I'm going to take a guess. And these are not adjusted for inflation. So in other words, you know, you always hear that some movie from 20 years ago, if you adjusted it for today's rates, it would have been a bigger opening.
Right.
you know, people were only paying $4 a ticket for a movie back then. So these are, so they're actually recent movies that have broken the 200 million mark.
Is it The Avengers?
That is the fourth place one. The fourth highest opening ever, 207 million.
Which is so weird.
Yeah. You'll,
is it Captain America?
It's not. And I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
It's Jurassic World.
Oh, that movie was terrible.
I liked it.
You know you didn't.
I did. I was fine with it. I enjoyed it. I thought Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard were just wonderful together. There's another one of those coming out, right?
Yeah, there is.
So I'm sure they're hoping for another giant opening. So, The Last Jedi is expected to rake in another $230 million overseas for this past weekend. I guess they get those numbers later, which means it'll be a worldwide take of $450 million, which is the fifth best opening globally of all time. Last Jedi has not yet opened in China. That's the world's second largest movie market, too, so that won't even count toward it. And I don't see the other... I'd be interested to see what the other five were. Anyway, it's the Han Solo spinoff is coming next year. And then I guess the year after that, there'll be episode 9.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Jurassic World 2 is coming out June 22nd.
It's just called Jurassic World 2?
Well, it's called Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Oh. Ferdinand was followed Star Wars in very, very, very distant second place.
Ferdinand as in Magellan?
No, Ferdinand the Bull.
It's so cute.
It does look cute. And actually people, you know, it's got pretty good scores. It received an A cinema score and it's getting good reviews. But I really feel like I didn't hear about that movie till right when, I want to say late last week is the first promo I ever heard for Ferdinand.
I've seen it going for a couple weeks
have
now.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid, we had the book, Ferdinand the Bull, and my mom would read it to me. It was one of those books that
I'm not familiar with it.
You would read. I don't remember the story. He was like friendly. He didn't want to fight. So when they rounded him up and took him to, you know, the bullfighting arena, he like just, you know, moseyed up and licked the guy. Like,
it says, Ferdinand is a young bull who escapes from a training camp in rural Spain after his father never returns from a showdown with a matador.
Oh.
Adopted by a girl who lives on a farm, Ferdinand's peaceful existence comes crashing down when the authorities return him to his former captors.
Oh, no.
I don't like it.
And John Cena is the voice of Ferdinand.
Well, it does suck because it never turns out well for the bulls.
Right, ever.
There's never the time. I mean, once in a while, they do get a good gore in. But in the end.
I don't like that at all.
They're effed.
I know it's a big part of Mexican culture and Spanish culture. But
yeah.
I do not like it.
I went to a bullfight. My dad brought me. And he was meeting some people there. And I was so appalled. I told him I was leaving. And I did the most dangerous thing possibly I could ever do. And it was so stupid. And I look back going, what was I thinking? Like, I was so appalled.
Was this in Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was right across the border of
Tijuana?
Texas.
El Paso?
God. El Paso. And I walked all the way back across the border from where this arena was by myself.
How old were you?
In my 20s.
Oh, so you had an ID. So at the border, you could say, yes, I'm an American citizen.
Well, that wasn't the scary part. The scary part is I walked all the way back, like a couple miles.
And your dad let you?
Yeah. What was he going to do? I was an adult. I was like, I'm out of here. And
well, it's horrendous.
As I look back, like I could have been.
Yeah, anything.
God knows. Yeah.
Was it nighttime?
It wasn't. If it was nighttime, I never would have left.
I was going to say, I guess you had that going for you.
It was daytime, yeah. But still. Lots of things could have happened.
So right over the border in El Paso, Texas, mm-hmm. there's a bullfighting thing?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if it's still there or whatever, but yeah, bullfighting.
It's a big
that was part
the
only time
the culture,
that I ever
right? so
got to see that.
I wouldn't doubt it's probably still there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, on the bright side, Ferdinand, I'm sure, makes it to the end of the
movie. I hope you're right.
I would.
Who was in third?
Let's see. Coco was third place.
Oh, that's the one.
So Ferdinand made about $13 million, which was less than they thought it was going to make. They were thinking like $15 million, so I guess it fell a little bit short, but everybody was going to The Last Jedi. Coco made $10 million, third place. Wonder was number four. Justice League, number five. Daddy's Home 2. Thor Ragnarok made another $3 million. Disaster Artist has not done great at the box office, and that made $2.6 million. I want to say it only had like around $10 million total leading into this week, right? Do you have the number there?
Yeah. If it only made $2 million, then yeah, it was at $10 million before.
Murder on the Orient Express and Lady Bird was in 10th place. Justin Timberlake, who is wildly talented. I mean, the kid's amazing and so likable.
Yeah.
Like he's just, you see anything you see him on, you know, he's always stopping at a Jimmy Fallon show or hanging out on SNL. He's just a likable dude, and, you know, with a beautiful wife and a gorgeous child, I'm sure. I don't think I've seen the kid. He's been teasing a new album for months and so, and man, a lot of time goes by between his albums. Like he clearly feels no pressure to keep cranking those out. And he does some acting and stuff in between and just, I don't know, lays on his piles of money, I guess. You know, what does he care? So TMZ found some documents that, you know, I guess they every day they do a search on what's Justin Timberlake up to. And they found some documents where he trademarked a phrase, man of the woods. And so according to the documents, he is going to use it for things, because I guess when you trademark a phrase, you have to say what you're going to use it for so that other people could use that for something else or something. Here are the specific things. Right, I guess. CDs, DVDs, downloadable music, clothes, concert posters, programs and live performances and tours. So man of the woods
should well be. Should someone look that up and see if there's some, does it mean something we don't know about? Is it a thing?
I mean, it sounds like a hermit.
I thought of like, is it a pot smoker?
Oh, or is it a dude who wakes up every morning and he's a man of the wood?
Yeah. Well, that's all the dudes, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it is. I don't know.
So woods is plural, right?
Yes, woods is plural. So man of the woods, he has filed a trademark
There's a book.
Yeah, there's a book, but there isn't anything. I mean, there's edible mushrooms, there's videos, there's a cologne called Man of the Woods Cologne, the Bearded Bastard.
Oh, a cologne.
Do you want to know about the Bearded
Bastard? The Bearded Bastard?
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like the Man of the Woods. Let's hear about him.
A muskier, more complex take on the woods. It's a cologne that reminds you of walking through fresh pine forest.
Bearded Bastard is a cologne as well?
Yeah, well, it's the subtitle to it. It's Man of the Woods, the Bearded Bastard.
All right, well, he's going to explain it to us when his new album comes out, I guess.
He also applied to another trademark called Fresh Leaves.
That one
do you have that?
It's the other one that's on, which they are saying is probably the first single. Oh. Fresh Leaves, Man of the Woods. How intriguing.
They're saying that can go on hats, robes, shorts, jerseys, long sleeve T-shirts, and more. And of course, he's going to be in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, he's doing the halftime
show. Oh, it would make sense.
Perfect for his album coming
that
out.
He has an album to drop as he does that. That makes why else would you do it if you're not going to promote something?
Right.
Yeah. To just go out and do that.
Everything's calculated.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a full on. I mean, if he is filing trademarks for this crap, it's because he's just got a whole. He's got a whole system in place for all of it, and he doesn't worry about any of it.
Think of all the people who invented something, came up with something, and didn't trademark it. There's tons of people who would never work again.
Right.
But they
did. Or sold a patent to something.
For nothing.
Right. Always hear about that stuff. Like, you know, Molly, whoever.
Schminkel.
Yeah, right. She came up with whatever the Swiffer is and sold it for $900 to whoever owns that. Anyway, they're saying that we'll probably hear the single, if this is all true, because they're expecting him to get this stuff out before he gets on stage at the Super Bowl halftime show. But Man of the Woods, possible album title, Fresh Leaves.
All right.
Which could be... like a pot reference too.
Pot is a big thing right now.
It really is.
It's the ramp up is reaching.
Right.
It's peaking.
Well, the last song that we heard from him is the Can't Stop the Feeling. It was the stuff on the Trolls soundtrack,
that's Trolls,
right? So there's a few things on there. Is that correct?
But you know what? And I don't even like that kind of music, and he's fine, right? Mm-hmm. But there I was at that Christmas party, and I couldn't take my eyes off that guy's dumb video. I'm watching him dance, and he's having fun, and he's got like...
What charisma?
Store clerks dancing too, and I'm like, oh, isn't that cute? The guy with the furry hair and face, he's dancing. He looks like a troll. I get it. Just, you know, the whole thing. I'm like, oh my God, I've stopped dancing and I'm now staring at this
yeah.
video.
Well,
as the missus dances around me like.
He does have that magnetism. He just makes me smile. I mean, I feel kind of goofy watching him sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, so the movie It.
Yeah.
Do you remember the little girl who plays Bev?
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No, but I'm very familiar with the character Bev.
Yes, well, they got the perfect little girl to play her. She's just absolutely beautiful. Like a little, probably 13 or 14 at the time that she shot all these things.
Bevy is a redhead, right?
She is a redhead, and this little girl's just, can you see if you can pull up a picture of her from the movie? They just found the perfect little girl to play Bevy. And a great little actress, and although all the kids, I thought, did a pretty good job in that movie.
Yeah.
So her name is Sophia Lillis. That's her name in real life. She's 15 years old, and her next project is going to be playing the younger version of Amy Adams in a movie.
Oh.
So here they are together. She looks, and it's so funny because she actually is the perfect girl to play young Amy Adams. Like, she looks like they both have red hair. Oh, here's some pictures of her, Vinny.
She looks considerably older than, she doesn't look like a kid to me.
Yeah, she's 15 now. So that's how old she is.
She looks older than that, too. But okay.
Yeah, she's all, oh, she's so cute. Anyway, she is going to play a younger version of Amy Adams' character, Camille, on an upcoming HBO series called Sharp Objects, which I'll probably watch because it's on HBO Plus. I love this kid.
All right.
Might as well check it out. So I don't know how many episodes she's going to be in, but she's getting at least $50,000 for this gig. Pretty, pretty good.
How much?
$50,000.
HBO?
On HBO.
Seems like she should be getting more.
Yeah, doesn't seem good at all.
We don't know how many episodes she's doing. How many? I mean, maybe they're not doing a bunch of flashbacks.
Oh.
I mean, if she's only in three episodes, that's decent money.
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting ripped off.
You know, the kids
was in a major movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was in It.
Yeah. The kids, I was reading a thing about the kids in Stranger Things. I wonder if I stuck it in my thing. And they're talking about how they... The one kid, I don't have the story in front of me, but the black kid in it.
Caleb.
Oh, is that his
McLaughlin.
Name? Okay. So he, because all the children's contracts apparently get filed in court because they're minors, he made $20,000 per episode for the first nine episodes. So what is that, like $180,000?
Okay, I don't know.
So that's a hell of a lot of work. He's one of the major characters. And then he got a $1,000 per episode raise for the second season. And they have small raises like that built into season 3 and 4. So I would think that his agent will probably be like, this is a pretty big hit. Because I think the girl, is Sadie Sink the girl who plays 8 on the show?
Millie Bobby Brown, you mean?
No, 8.
Sadie Sink.
Not 11.
She plays Max Mayfield. Sadie Sink plays Max Mayfield. Is that right?
I don't know who that is.
Was that the girl's name?
I don't remember.
Anyway, this new character that I don't even think was in all
her
of...
Her real name, 8's real name is Kaylee Prasad.
Mm. So this is someone else. So see who Sadie Sink played. I don't really remember.
Sadie Sink plays Max Mayfield.
don't know who that is. Oh, Max, the little girl.
Oh, the little redhead.
The little redhead.
Okay.
She made more than the Caleb kid. She made like $23,000, $24,000 an episode.
I have a problem with that.
I do too. Well, she has a better agent.
It's all about the agent, yeah. It's ultimately, that's it.
This kid signed a deal.
Well, when they signed deals, the show hadn't become a hit yet. Right. And that's a problem, and the show should renegotiate with the... That's terrible, because
also,
you know what? They may never get it. Hollywood is so fleeting, and they may never get another hit. Ugh. And you never know what puberty's going to do to some kid.
No, it uglies some people right up.
Just ruins them.
All the cuteness
for good.
Is gone.
It's over.
Well, I was going to make an argument for Sadie, because she has a pretty great resume. But Caleb also has a great resume, too. Yeah.
And by the way, Caleb happens to be excellent.
Yeah, and is one of the four main characters. So I guess her agent said, well, this is a hit show, and here's what we're going
but
for.
Caleb,
and he was stuck on his contract.
One of the big stars is the kid with the, I don't know what his deal is with the lisp.
Yeah, Dustin.
Dustin, whatever. Something. He's one of the big stars. He's a terrible actor.
Yes.
He's cute as a button, but he is not a good actor.
Right.
Oh, you don't like that kid as an actor?
I didn't say I didn't like the kid.
As an actor.
He's fine.
He's not a great actor.
He's not a good actor. He is, you can see him acting. You see it. Like, they must, you know what? I swear there's a few scenes when they're down in that little basement area where I'm like, boy, that must have been take 20 and they just said, F it.
That's the best we're going to get out of this kid. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Big warning has been issued about cell phones from the California Health Department, and a sports update after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. There's a big deal going on Thursday.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. So exciting. Yuzette and Bryn are going to be at Cine Arts Santana Row, which is at 3088 Olson Drive in San Jose, this Thursday from 4 to 6. They're going to have movie guest passes to give out. While supplies last, there'll be a whole photo set up with holiday props and ugly sweater ornaments to give away.
Yep. Oh, actually, I have one right here. Here, Vaughn, put the camera on. Super cute little ornaments.
Oh, they
lost supplies last.
Look at that. That's so cute. Little ugly sweaters.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's adorable. So, and so
oh,
you
they're
guys are
ornaments for the tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were sweater ornaments. Like they
oh, no.
go on your
These
sweater.
Are actual little tiny
sweaters
ugly sweaters
that go on
that
the
are, right.
Got
exactly.
Ornaments. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Yep. So, is that you're just hanging out there, and it's just going to be a fun time to come out?
Yeah, we're promoting the awesome loungers that they now have.
Oh, the luxury loungers.
Yeah, so we'll be there for the happy hour. And I believe they serve beer and wine there as well.
Oh, really?
I believe
How
so.
How fantastic. So, that's this Thursday, December 22nd, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Cine Arts Santana Row. At HSBC, while they're proud to be named the world's best bank, the real reward is helping their customers achieve their dreams. HSBC awarded the world's best bank in 2017 by Euromoney.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large. Shop for the musician on your holiday list in store or at bananas.com.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
Oh, good. You're going, huh? Great.
That place is...
It's wonderful.
Bleeding me dry.
It's a great music store, and the people there are very nice.
Oh, so nice. Very. Oh,
bless
God bless you.
You.
Thank you. Wow. I thought my mic was off.
We can
still
hear you.
Maybe it was Hooman's mic that came through.
You're a loud sneezer.
It just takes over me.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank
Here's
you, Vinny.
What's
Merry
happening.
Merry Christmas to you.
This made the news, actually, I think I saw it yesterday. And it made me think, oh, I need to tell my family this. So, and you guys
are in your family.
Our second. Well, at first I told everyone in my house, and then I told, and now I'm telling you guys. California has issued warnings about cell phones. Here's what you need to know. And this is in the paper for a couple reasons today. So, what they're saying here is the California Department of Health just came out with some safety warnings and guidelines about cell phone use. As most of us have the things in our pockets, in our purses, in our cars, by our bedside, sometimes in bed with us. Mm-hmm. We're looking at them while we watch TV, and they're saying that this is not safe. The guidelines describe the science of cell phones and the RF risks. This is radio frequency energy that these cell phones use. As the science of it is still evolving, which is not exactly an endorsement for its safety. Mm. And they say some lab experiments and human health studies have raised the possibility that long-term high use of cell phones may be linked to certain types of cancer and other health effects, including brain, acoustic nerve, and salivary gland tumors, lower or less active sperm, headaches, behavior, learning, or memory problems, and sleep disturbances.
Wow.
All linked to these things that we carry around and assume are perfectly safe.
Mm-hmm.
We even hand them to our kids.
Oh, sure. And the kids use them more than anybody.
I am now hearing more and more stories from people, as I've got a kid, that kids as young as six have cell phones.
Yeah.
You say, yeah.
Yeah. Because you want to be able to get a hold of your kid. And they've become so easy. And so the kid, when your kid is home, like whether it's an iPad or it's your iPhone, like they know how to use it. They want to hold it. You get to a point where you're sick of it and you go, okay, here's your cell phone. I'm not saying you should get your kid a cell phone at age six, but once they're in first, second grade, they call you, they tell you, pick me up, don't pick me up, here's where I am, can I go to this person's house after school, can I, you know, they live their life on it the same way that you do. It becomes sort of the thing. A lot of kids had them really young when my kids were in school, lower grades.
What age did you get yours?
I think they got their first ones when they were about 10 or 11, which still seemed early to me, but they were the only ones who didn't have them. Or, you know, among the few kids that didn't have, and we would get like another phone, and so we would hand them our old phone, you know, and we just wound up getting a family plan, and that was that.
Here are some of the guidelines that they are recommending. Keep your phone away from your body. Reduce or avoid using your cell phone when it is sending out high levels of RF energy. One of the things they're saying is the less bars it has, the more it sends out.
Really?
So only use it when it has a good, strong power.
So you're saying if it doesn't, if you're in a remote area and you're crushing that thing against your head and it's sending out more.
That's what they're saying. But they're also admitting that they don't have completed studies on this stuff, which starts to make you really get concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are those early warning signs that suddenly become how are we too stupid to have known? Duh.
Right.
Don't sleep with your phone in your bed or near your head. Take off the headset when you're not on a call because headsets do release small amounts of radio frequency.
Oh.
Don't rely on a radiation shield or other products claiming to block RF energy, electromagnetic fields, or radiation from cell phones because they could actually make cell phones work harder to get a signal and then emitting more radio frequency. So this is heavy and you need to keep this in mind and maybe look into it a little if it's something that I don't spend a lot of time with it attached to my head. I really don't.
Right. I know I hardly ever use it for a phone call.
The main thing I'm going to keep in mind is that I do put it in my pocket when
absolutely.
I split off into let's say I'm going into Westfield.
Right.
It ends up in my pocket.
In your front pocket?
Probably.
Mm, right by your balls.
I know.
I mean, mine is usually in my coat pocket. At work, it's out. It's here. At night, it's across the room. But I have an iPad. And so I'm wondering if that thing is getting... It's on Wi-Fi, but I'm wondering if that's part of it, too. And that's right near my head.
They're the also, table. From the front page of today's Chronicle... A study of hundreds of pregnant women in the Bay Area found that those who were more exposed to the type of radiation produced by cell phones, wireless networks, and power lines, radiation that grows more and more common, were nearly three times as likely to miscarry. These two stories aren't related, but they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these are just, It's a separate story, but it's the front page of today's Chronicle and certainly worth a look.
Really scary.
650 says, you guys have no idea. The cell phone companies have known about the radiation problem since the very beginning. This is going to be like the new tobacco industry.
And that's exactly what I was just trying to make the point. We're going to later go, how could we have been so stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Just like cigarette smoke is that ridiculous thing that I don't know how someone in the 50s fell for it, but you go, dude, it's smoke. Duh. Like, what other smoke would you breathe happily,
right,
purposefully, all day long,
right,
and consider that to be fine, mm, healthful? Duh.
Right.
So, yeah. Keep an eye on that. And I will do the same. But I wanted to make sure that you all heard that first thing, because it is, we're seeing reports now. All right. NFL happened over the weekend.
Ah, it's like the old days with Bryn back here.
Yeah, it's nice. So, first, I'll do the San Francisco 49ers, who, there they are playing. I'm doing stuff around the house, but I'm in and out, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, and I sit down for a little while. I'm watching the game. I'm like, man, we're in this. And then we're ahead. And then they get ahead. Then my family comes home and goes, hey, can we use the TV? And I'm like, ah, fine. It was right there at the end, but I figured, you know what? It's been a while since we've ever pulled out anything. And sure enough, the 49ers get the win.
Woo!
And I missed it.
Boo.
No.
Boo, Christmas cartoons. No, just kidding. But that's what took the TV
sure
over. Was
you got a nice big house. Now you need a new TV.
Christmas cartoons.
You need
cartoons.
A TV in another room where you can go.
Well,
what about your little side bedroom?
Yeah, the man.
I don't have anything in there.
Yeah, you need to get something in there.
Well, I'm not. Anyway, the 49ers got the win, and that was very exciting. So the other thing is the Pats had a huge game, your team, against the Steelers.
That's a freaking nail biter.
And I hear from, like, first of all, it wasn't televised, which is terrible. How
well,
you...
I saw it because we have the ticket, whatever, it's the DirecTV thing.
Well,
because we have to have
you.
It. We have to have it.
The rest of the world on the West Coast didn't get to see it.
That was a rough game.
You liked it?
I can't say that I liked it, Vinny, but I was glad that they pulled it out.
There was some controversy.
Oh, hell yeah, there was. Those guys scored a touchdown.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah, we
and
did.
And they called it back. The guy, so he falls, his knees hit, the ball's over the line, but then he bobbles the ball. And so as he hits the ground, he doesn't quite have control over it, and they called it back. And that was it.
So the other controversial call was the evening game here in Oakland.
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys beat the Raiders 20-17, but there was a measurement out on that field that many have pictures of. You even see it posted on some people's Instagrams, where they put a card between the first down marker and the ball. And the card's not touching anything.
Yeah.
That was not a first down, and they gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the weird things is you'd figure if you're in Oakland that you get the call, not the Cowboys. So what the hell?
It was it's confusing. Like, it seems really wrong.
Well, one of the big deals is that, and they were even saying it during the broadcast, is this is a billion-dollar industry, and we are in the Silicon Valley where tech has taken over everything. And yet we are doing a measurement out on the field where someone is taking a piece of paper and sliding it between these two sticks.
And the fact that they could do that and not touch the ball and not touch the stick is, to me, that's not a first down.
Right. And they gave it to him. So the Raiders...
John's been saying for years that those balls should have a chip in them or, you know, some kind of thing so that you know if it breaks the plane of the goal line, the flags go up. They don't need... If they can tell exactly, they never will have a bad spot anymore. It'll tell them exactly
where it is. Oh, Bryn's
showing
it right now. The guy puts the card in and then goes, first down! And everyone has a picture of it and it shows the card not touching. He slipped it in there. It's not a first down, dude. Anyway, so the Raiders got robbed, everyone.
That is just awful.
And not only did the Raiders get robbed, but they're complete, like, they have no chance of going to the playoffs.
No, they do. They just have to win every single game. How many
and
are left?
And the Chiefs have to lose.
Right. There's like a whole mathematical thing.
Also, I haven't been able to find out what this guy did. They're saying there's been some misconduct. But Jerry Richardson, the owner of this Carolina Panthers, is now going to sell his team because of some shady stuff that we don't have details on.
Yeah, I'm not finding any details just yet. They'll come out probably by the end of the day.
Well, there's some racism and, you know, we've been hearing
and
other workplace misconduct. There was a complete changeover of the front office, which everyone thought was weird since they've been so successful.
Right.
Why are you changing the people who... We're running the team.
The Panthers apparently were doing their own investigation, and then it got turned over to the NFL, and that's when he immediately made this statement. But he's saying, we're not talking about it. The team isn't. We're not taking offers. The team is not for sale until we've won the Super Bowl. Basically, he's saying, everybody keep your eyes on the prize. This is what we're doing.
Oh, for this year.
Oh, yeah, it's for sale the minute their season ends.
Yes. So the franchise is the 21st most valuable NFL franchise with the price tag going for about $2.3 billion. Some of the names involved in a possible purchase include Steph Curry and P. Diddy.
And then P. Diddy was saying he wants to get Kaepernick on.
Please sell it to Puff Daddy. Anything that guy touches turns to gold anyway.
It's true.
The fact that he turned Ciroc around is unbelievable to me.
Okay.
The vodka market is crazy.
People love a Ciroc.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never had
smooth.
It. Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll have to try it.
You love your vodka, right?
I do love my vodka.
I liked my vodka, too. I like to drink it straight.
All I hear people order anymore are Tito's and Ciroc.
Oh.
I never had Tito's either.
Grey Goose.
Tito's
Everybody
is good.
Like Grey Goose, but now all I hear.
I'm Kettle One. I'll go Kettle One.
I don't even hear Kettle One anymore.
Then Tito's, but I'll have to try Ciroc.
Yeah.
Tito's is great.
But
it's delicious.
But you still like Kettle One better.
I don't even know if I like Kettle One better. Like, to me, I swear to God.
It's just what you're used to.
It can be vodka, especially if you're mixing it. What's the point?
There used to be Grey Goose and Sky. Remember Sky back
in
the
day? Yeah, I love Sky. Sky's too easy to drink. It is perfectly smooth, especially the flavored ones. The
Brin's
juice.
Back.
Oh, so good.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We're going to start with the game, Vinny.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.